Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks about the Eagles, maybe even sneak in a Phil's question or two. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you doing?
All right, Elliot, let's start with this. Game two starter. Should it be Lizardo or Ranger?
I would start Ranger.
I
just have way more confidence in him given past playoff performances.
Yep. I think that's the right answer, and I think that's what they will do. All right, let's talk a lot of football here, Elliot. So I heard Mike Mayock yesterday. We're going to play the audio shortly. Pretty strong defense of Jalen Hurts. Heard you this week when talking about there's been a lot that's gone wrong with the Eagles offense, but you said earlier in the week you put, you know, the chunk that gets the biggest portion of the pie, to use an Andy Reid term, would be Jalen. Help me understand the dichotomy between those that say, and I'm one of them, it's more of a Jalen thing, and those that say it's less of a Jalen thing. How do you break it down?
Yeah, so I thought the Mike Mayock interview or soundbite you're going to play, it was a really good back and forth. I mean, my takeaway from it was basically that the offense is struggling and, you know, the quarterback has to get the ball out, but he won the Super Bowl. So, you know, give him some time, right? And I think that's a fair thing for someone to say. Like, Jalen does not deserve after two games to be questioned big picture as a starter or big picture as a passer. But also after two games, the passing game is one of the worst in the NFL, and the quarterback absolutely holds blame for that. And in my opinion, when I watch it, and I heard a lot of interviews throughout the week, I think a lot of people agree with me, like, the ball's not getting out on time. Like, yes, are guys wide open? No. But the ball is being held just a half a second, and because of that, the ball, like, they're not getting the ball down the field. So I think it's pretty clear, like, when this team is great, which is why I gave Jalen a ton of credit last year, it's because of Jalen. And when they're struggling, it's because of Jalen. So I don't think they'll ever be a super prolific passing offense under Jalen, but I do think they'll win a ton of games. So
let's listen to Mayock. We have the audio here. And look, it was a long interview. It's hard to break it all down into just one sound bite. But we went with this one because it gets to a lot of the heart of what Mike was talking about. Here's a defense of Jalen Hurts, Mike Mayock, yesterday.
The Jalen Hurts stuff, I get frustrated because you watch the tape and – you know, I don't think you saw what happened with the Eagles' pass protection on those 7-0 blitzes. I didn't know it until I saw it. And, like, on one play, Saquon Barkley missed two guys in the A-gap. I mean, he in the center. I mean, two guys in the A-gap came through untouched in addition to the free runner outside. Okay? On another pass protection, one of the tackles stepped out and blocked the defensive end instead of the safety to his inside gap. And my point is, I don't want to get overly technical, but there are so many things going on, right? To be sitting there and calling out Jalen Hurts when all he's done is take you to two Super Bowls in the last 3 years, win the first two games of your season, you know, Dallas and at Kansas City, has it been pretty? No. And I know you're frustrated by it because it doesn't look right, and you want the Eagles to get better as the season goes on, but all I'm trying to say is, man, I know how hard it is to win in this league. Ike knows how hard it is to win in this freaking league, man. And it might be ugly, but they're 2-0, and give them a chance to work into their new offensive coordinator. The differences in their offensive line. Get comfortable with what they can do. And ultimately, if somebody wants to run 7-0s at you, you got to be run. I mean, you got two of the best wideouts in the league, and you got to use them to take advantage and win. But you also have to pass protect properly also.
Excellent interview. Spike, Ike, and Jack yesterday with Mayo.
So how does that make you feel?
Well,
so.
Good question, John.
No,
good question.
I have talked this week many times about the offensive line hasn't played as well. I've talked about that many times this week.
But it's on Jalen.
A lot is on Jalen, but there. Listen, let me be clear. Based on last year to this year, here's what I say. Jalen hasn't been as good. Saquon hasn't been as good. The offensive line hasn't been as good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say the tight ends haven't. Goddard got injured. I'm not going to say the wide receivers haven't. I don't think they've really had opportunity. But I think Saquon, offensive line, and Jalen have all taken steps back.
How's the health of our offensive line, Elliot?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks good. I expect all five starters to play on Sunday. And, you know, Mike Mayock is correct there. Like, they blitz the Eagles a ton. But I also think, like, and I just heard it a little bit there, like, there's some pushback from people just where if there's criticism of the offense, right? Like, oh, it doesn't look good. Like, even Mayock in there is like, it's been ugly, right? But they're winning. Yes, but part of that is it has been ugly. Like, I don't think the Jalen Hurts is above criticism or the offense is above criticism just because they won the game. Like, we can all watch that and see that it's the product right now, the way they're playing, is not sustainable. I mean, even A.J. Brown essentially admitted it when he said it was fair to question it.
Does anyone think the product is going to stay this way? Like, do we think this is the product?
Are we worried about that?
Max's whole point is give them a chance to work it out. Like, that's my whole point, too. It's not. Yeah, they didn't look great against
the
Chiefs. Exactly.
Right.
Do
okay.
You?
I agree. I agree with you. I think it'll probably get better throughout the year, but I don't know what you want us to do for 2 weeks of the regular season.
Well, Elliot, let me give you a prediction, independent of criticism about how we talk about what we talk about. I'll give you a prediction. I think the passing game will look more like this for the regular season than it was in the Super Bowl.
I agree.
I mean, I think that. They're closer to this over the long haul than what they put out there in the last two games of the season last year. That's my opinion of where it's at. All right,
and
Elliot.
And also, yeah. Go ahead. No,
all right,
go ahead.
Let's switch gears. Tush push. So, I mean, we can go round and round on this forever. God, where do you even go? Do you think it's gone after this year?
So I did not until I heard Jason Kelce on your show yesterday. And Kelce, as someone that was in that room, you know, like, for a lot of the meetings last year, gave that passionate speech to help save it. If he thinks it's gone, I will take him as a more informed person on this, and I'll take his word for it. I just think that, like, the idea that you're going to now maybe take it out because it's hard to officiate, I think is silly. And, you know, I also think, like, what Adam Schefter said this week was kind of correct. Like, when Schefter says they won the game because of the tush push, He might be right about that.
And he might really be right. He might be.
But what he means is, like, they won the game because they converted on third down, fourth down in the red zone better than the Chiefs. Like, that's what he's saying. And I know the way he's saying it comes across rude, but, like, ultimately the tush push is just a play they use in situational football that absolutely helps them win games. So, I mean, I'll take Kelce's word for it. I think, though, the chances it's gone I don't think are great just because I don't know how you can kick it out because of officiating.
So when we look at their defense, we ran the ball down their throats last year. Has that changed in any way? Should we expect that we're going to attack them the same way we had so much success last season, Elliot?
Yeah, they have an elite defensive line. Now, it's elite at pass rushing, not as great at stopping a run as you mentioned and as we saw last year. So I would expect, much like the Eagles have seen the first 2 weeks, they are going to come in focused on stopping the run, and then it will be up to the Eagles to beat them through the air. And one thing that's been happening this year is throughout his career, Jalen Hurts has struggled against zone defense, and he's been excellent against man coverage. This year, they are seeing about a third of the coverage of man as they were last year. They're getting almost exclusively zone. So I think what teams are doing is they're coming in, they're keying on the run, and they're daring the passing offense to beat them against zone coverage, and they've not been able to do it. And A.J. Brown, talking at his locker yesterday, said, yeah, we're probably going to keep getting zone defense until we show we can stop it. So, yeah, I think the Rams are going to try to stop the run. I'd imagine they'll probably have success if that's, like, their main key. And then we'll see if the passing game can move the ball enough to win the game.
All right, L.A., good stuff, bud. Looking forward to Sunday. We'll talk to you, obviously, early next week, recapping it all, and a lot going on with the Birds. Elliot, thanks, pal.
Yep, talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.